I'll read another poem, which is called Johnson's Cabinet Walks by Ants. And this is a literary poem, and it comes out of the great story by Hawthorne called Young Goodman Brown. That's a marvelous, tremendous story. And he describes a certain uneasiness he felt, or that was felt in the early Puritan settlements. When the leading men of the town, at night, he describes them out dancing around trees, acting very strangely, signed a pact with something. Better not to investigate it too carefully. And then in the morning, they're back in town again. They're dressed in their suits, the sun is shining. They're the respected citizens, they're going to church. And the whole story lies in this strange contrast. So this poem takes place there in the forest. It is a clearing deep in the forest. Overhanging boughs make a low place. And here the citizens we know during the day, the ministers, the department heads, appear differently. The stockholders of large steel companies in small wooden shoes. Here are the generals dressed as gambling lambs. Tonight they burn the rice supplies. Tomorrow they lecture on Thoreau. Tonight they move around the trees. Tomorrow they pick the twigs from their clothes. Tonight they throw the firebombs. Tomorrow they read the Declaration of Independence. Tomorrow they are in church. Ants are gathered around an old tree. In a choir, they sing, in harsh and gravelly voices, old Etruscan songs on tyranny. Toads nearby clap their small hands and join the fiery song, their five long toes trembling in the soaked earth.